This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Erevin, tape number 4. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. These tapes cover a lot of ground. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly. Our tape begins from Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Hei. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Now let's begin Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're here learning about Erev Tchumin, which is really the key subject of this perek and the perek following this. And we say that we measure the 2,000 amas from the city limit, even if there are major spaces that exist within the center of that city. So if you have a lot of empty space within the city, we go Lekula. And we still measure 2,000 amas from the city limit, irregardless of what is in the middle of that particular city. The Gemara then discusses cities that are shaped like a keshes, like a bow, or like a triangle, or a number of other shapes. We say that we make a square of 2,000 amas around the city. So we don't just measure the city limits and draw a circle around it, but we go Lekula, and we draw a complete square around every corner of the city, and we have 2,000 amas that go out from that point. So we use the corners also, which give you a little extra space. We say that bridges, cemeteries with houses, and huts, which are referred to as burginen, and also islands, are all included as part of the city limits. We then say, kol ir she'ein ba yerek, ein talmud chacham, rishai lodur. Any city which does not have cheap vegetables, so it's not roi for a talmud chacham to live in this. What this really means is if a lot of food is not available in that city and it's expensive, then we'll have bitul Torah, because a Talmud Chacham will have to work more to be able to earn more money, so he should be able to buy the food. Daf Nun Vav. On a short winter day, the sun rises in the southeast and sets in the southwest. And of course, the sun always swings through the southern sky. So in other words, the sun rises in the southeast, it moves into the southern sky, and then sets in the southwest. And you'll notice if you're in an area where there's snow a lot in the winter, like Chicago, for example, where I spent a number of years of my life, you'll notice that if you look on streets that are facing the north and the south, the houses on the north side of the street, the snow will always melt first, before the house on the southern side of the street. The reason is very simple, because since the sun swings across the southern sky during the course of the day, houses that are on the northern side get the benefit of that sunlight, so they will melt quicker. The Gemara also says that on the equinox, which is March 21st and September 21st, when those seasons begin, the sun rises directly in the east and sets exactly in the west, but of course swinging around the southern sky. We say that the amount of time between each of the tkufas, between each of the seasons, is 91 days and 7.5 hours. We also say that the tchum of the Arei Leviya was exactly 2,000 amas. Daf Nun Zayin. A square is 1/4 larger than the space of the circle within it. And we say that the diagonal of a square, in other words, you have a square and you draw a diagonal line through the square, the distance between the two points of this diagonal is 1.414 times the length of one side of that square. We then have a Mishnah that says, Remeir says, we give an extra 70 2/3 amas before Vitchum actually begins outside the city. So Vitchum begins, you go to the city limit, then you walk 70 2/3 amas, and at that point Vitchum begins. The Chachamim argue on this, and they say the only time you have this kula is when we have to do this between two cities. So in other words, if we're talking about two cities near one another, then, in measuring the distance, you go 70 2/3 amas away from the city, and then you begin to measure over 2,000 amas. Otherwise, you do not rely on this heter. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara what this means with the 70 and 2/3 amas. Rav Huna says, one for each of the two cities. Each of the two cities gets 70 and 2/3 amas. Rav Chiya bar Rav says, only one times 70 and 2/3 amas in total. We paskin like Rav Meir in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadik Ches, Sifhei, since we paskin halacha kedivrei hamekel be'eruvin. Daf Nun Ches. We have a Mishnah that also paskins lakula, that the slope of a mountain does not count within the 2,000 amas. So you get 2,000 complete amas, and if there is a mountain or something in between, a slope of some sort, that does not count in the 2,000 amas, and that distance, it was if you'd be drawing a direct line underneath the mountain. We then have a Gemara that says, we measure the tchum with a rope that is 50 amas long, and made with aspakuma, which is something like a linen type of material. This is basically for consistency. And lahavdil, for example, in a football game, for example, where they're measuring a first down, they use a specific type of a chain which has a consistent measurement across all games, so they have a consistency. The same thing lahavdil here in the Gemara. Use this type of a material so you have a consistent measurement of what the 50 amas length of this rope are, and what that leads you to the total of 2,000 amas. We then have a Mishnah that says, Ein Moedidin Ela B'mumcha. You only do the measurements of the 2,000 amas with someone who is a mumcha. Rashi says this means an expert, and Tosfos says this means along a trodden path. It has to be something which is normally used. What do we do if we get two measurements? You measure it and you get two different measurements. So we always take the bigger one. We always go l'kula. We also say, Afilu Eved Ha'Shivcha Ne'manin L'tchum. Daknun Tes. We have a Mishnah that says, Ir Shayachid V'nasis Sharabim, meaning to say there was a city that had less than 600,000 people, and then it became a city of more than 600,000 people. Marvin is Kula. You have to now put an Erev around it because it's considered Ir Shasharabim. But if you have the opposite case, V'sharabim V'nasis Shayachid, it was Ir Shasharabim, and now it became less than 600,000 people. Ein Marvin is Kula. You do not have a Chiyav of Erevin around that. We then say a sulam, speaking about a ladder. Sulam taras pasach alav, v'gam kein taras mechitz alav. In other words, we paskin l'kula ve'erivin. If you have a sulam, which is a ladder, it can either be counted as a pasach, or it can be counted as a mechitza, depending on which is l'kula. So for example, if we're talking about a case where it can potentially be used as a pasach, we say that it doesn't constitute a pasach, and therefore it's l'kula. We then speak about a daka. A daka is referring to people who make a small entrance at the end of a mavui to separate themselves from the rest of the city. It doesn't interfere with the big area of the city in total. What is a daka exactly? Rashi says this is a low doorway, and Tosfos says this is a mechitza over four tvachim high. Daf samach. A wall that is lined with many ladders is still considered a mechitza. We then ask a question. As we come in the Mishnah Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadik Beis, Halacha Zayin, we paskin that in order for something to be considered an Ir Shel Rabim, we have to exclude part of the city in order for us to be able to make an Erev. So the question is, why don't we do this today? And we answer, we're Seimich on the Shita of Rashi, that our cities really aren't considered a Ir Shel Rabim at all, since we don't have 600,000 people in those cities. Also, we say, since there are goyim that are living in the cities, they're not really part of the Erev, and they act as this exclusion. They act as this part of the city, which is excluded from the city in total. We then have a Mishnah that says, if a personal Erev is in Chal, then a person uses his house. His house becomes the base for the Tchum. If he puts the Erev within 70 and 2/3 Amos area outside the city, as we had said before, that people have not only city limits, but have 70 and 2/3 amas outside of the city also, until we begin counting the 2,000 amas of the tchum. The Mishnah says if a person puts the Erev within this 70 and 2/3 amas, he accomplishes nothing. We then say if the tchum terminates in the middle of a second city, then a person is not allowed to walk beyond that point in the second city, and he does not have the full city completely to walk within. Daf Samach Aleph. A city next to a river, if there is a daka, a board, which is more than dalet amas, we measure the extent of the tchum from the river's bank, since that's considered now an integral part of the city. We then have a Mishnah that says, Anshei Ir Gedola, Mahalchen Esir Katana, and vice versa. This is when they're near each other, but not if they're more than 141 amas apart. Rabbi Akiva says, it doesn't matter whether they're near each other, whether it's a small city or a big city. In any case, you always have only up to 2,000 amas to walk. And once you get into that Ir Katana, you can only walk up to the point of 2,000 amas total, but you cannot walk the entire city. Let's say a person puts a tchum in a desolate city. According to the Rabbanan, he could walk only up to 2,000 amas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if the city could potentially become inhabited, he then has the whole city to walk in. That's his Makom Shvitza, and he has an additional 2,000 amas beyond that point. That's the end of the fifth parak. Now let us begin the sixth parak of Masechta Erevin, Parak Hadar, on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. As a hakdama to this parak, let's talk for a minute about Bittel Rishus. If one person in a chatzar is not mishtatef in an Erev that was made by all the other people in this chatzar, then no one is allowed to carry at all from their houses into the chatzar, because this one person is now not part of the Erev. However, this person who is not part of the Erev can be mevatel his rishus to everyone else, and then it's mutter for everyone else to carry. And this bittel can be done even on Shabbos. If, however, one of the residents of this chatzar is a guy, then an Erev is not enough, and not only that, bittel rishus will not help either. This guy cannot be mevatel his rishus. The only way you can get around this is that the Nachri rents his share of the chatzar to everyone else, and then they can make an Erev, and it would be mutter to carry in this chatzar. So we have a Mishnah that says, Hadar im ha'akum b'chatzar, if you live with a guy in this chatzar, it's also to carry there. This is the sheet of Remeir. Why is this so? Since the guy cannot be included. The only way that it would be mutter is that you rent the rights from him. If you rent the rights from him, Remeir would say, then it's okay. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, this chumra only applies if there are two Jewish apartments. However, if there's one, then it's lakula. Daf Samach Beis. Remeir holds diras oved kachavim is shmei dira. Now, this whole question about renting it from the guy, what does that mean exactly? Rav Sheisha says the rental has to be re'ua. It has to be just a token rental. And Rav Chizda says it has to be bria. It has to be a mamish, a strong rental. We also say that a rental payment can be made even with a pachas mishava pruta. The Chachamim then say, we only consider an akum, a member of the chatzar, if he's mamish there. And we say this because Shema Yilmad Mimaisav, if he's there, we're afraid. We're worried about all these things with the guy being there. Because Shema Yilmad Mimaisav, we're afraid a person's going to learn from the guy, and he'll come to be Oivari Surim. However, if he's gone, if he's away that Shabbos, then a Jew can carry any time in the Chatzar, as long as you make an Erev, because Dira B'lei Balam, Leishme Dira. We also talk about the Nafkamina between a Halacha and a Minig. And we say we paskin like Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, because he is Kav Venaki. And the same applies here. Kav Venaki means he's only brought down a few times, and wherever he's brought down, he's Naki, he's very glat, he's very clean. The Gemara then discusses the Isser of Hoira Talmud Bifnei Rabbi, paskening shilas in front of his Rabbi. Rav Huna was so machmir, he didn't even paskin in front of his Rabbi on an easy case, like the case of Kutach, which the Gemara brings down. Daf Samach Gimel. If a person is a Talmud Chaver, in that case he would be allowed to paskin in front of his Rabbi. And we see that, for example, Rav Hanuna was a Talmud Chaver by Rav Chizda. The Gemara says it's okay to paskin afilu bifnei rabbi on a shchita if the shchita is for you to eat. And we also say that it's okay to paskin before a person's rabbi if it will prevent somebody from coming to do an isser. We then say mele halacha bifnei rabbi chayev misa. And we see this by Nodav and Aviyu. Let's say shalai b'fanav, are you allowed to paskin shalai bifnei rabbi? Then there's an isser, but there's no misa. And we see this in Yeredeya, Simon, Reish, Mem, Beis. We bring down a Taisus that says, what is the shear of Befanav or Shalai Befanav? Befanav means your Rebbe is within 12 mil of where you are. This is the size of the Machne Yisrael. The Gemara then says, "Kala naisen kamat naisel lekayin echad, maybe rav le'olam." A person should not give all of his truma to a kayin, but rather he should give it to a number of different kahanim. We then said, "Kala maisif mila kamei rabbe." Any person who adds a word in front of his rabbi, "Azal lekever b'leiv lad," he will die without a child, a son. And we see this from Bayan Yoshua ben Nun, Yoshua who paskins in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara then asks, why did Yoshua not have a son? So one answer is because he was Mor HaLacha b'fnei Rabba. The second answer is because he prevented the whole Klal Yisrael from doing Piriyah V'Rivyah for one night. The Gemara then says, Godol Talmutara Yoyser Mehakrovas Tmidit. Daf Samach Dalet. If a person drank a revius of wine, he should not paskin halachas. Shasa revius yayin al yera. The Gemara then says, "Kol emir shmua zu na v'zu ena na." Shmua meaning a halacha. Any person who says that this halacha I like, this halacha I don't like, ma'abed hainish al Torah. He loses the honor of Torah. The Rambam brings this halacha down, and within the same context, he adds that a kohen is not allowed to serve in kahuna after drinking wine. You see this also in Shulchan Aruch, Simon, Tzadik, Tess. If a person inherits a big Yerusha or a windfall, he should insure it by buying a Sefer Torah or Tefillin. We then say Shasoi, if a person drank a little bit of wine, Al Yispal, he shouldn't be Mispal. Im Yispal, but if let's say he does, Tfilase, Tfila, his Tfila is considered good. If he's Shikr, which means he's really drunk, Im Yispal, Tfilase Tayeva, then his Tfila is a Tayeva. The Gemara then says if a person walks a meal, or if he sleeps a little, that takes away the effect of if a person drank a little bit of wine. However, if he's shikr, this doesn't help either. We then say shleisha dvarim lamdu mi-Rabban Gamliel b'maisachon. We learn three things from Rabban Gamliel at one time. One of them is ein mavir and al eichlin. A person shouldn't leave eichel on the floor since it's a bizayin. Number two, chamtse shal nachri muter b'hanah achre pesach. And number three, ein mafirin nindarin ela yoshvin shetzarech peischin b'charata. A person should not be made for neder unless he is sitting down. Why? Because you need peischin b'charata. What does this mean? A person has to have a very good reason to ask for charata before we can be made for neder. So in order for the Rav to be able to hear this and concentrate well, if taka was something that was substantial charata, he has to be able to sit to be able to concentrate. According to Rav Nachman, afilu mahalech, reichev, or anything else, it's okay, a person doesn't have to necessarily be sitting and concentrating, but whatever he's doing, whether he's walking, whether he's riding on a horse, he could also be made for neder, because what Nachman holds, ein peischin b'charata, we don't have to be chayshu for that. Finally, the Gemara of Istaf says, anyone who makes a neder, any neder, is ready to be pierced with a sword. Kala baita rei l'dikare b'cherev. Daf samachay. A shikr who makes a business deal, we say that this business deal is chal. And if he did an avera, he's also chayev. However, if he reached a level of shichrusei shalait, he was so shikr just like light, and then he's pater from any avera. And the Rama in Tzadik Tes says that today we're mako for a shasui to daven. Why is this so? And this is even lechatchila, he paskins. Since wines today are not as strong as they used to be, and also since today we daven with the help of a siddur, a person won't get that mixed up as long as he's just shasui, he drank a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says it's better to really wait. And this is why on Simchas Torah, the Kohanim Duchen and Shacharis instead of Musaf, because we want to make sure that they're Roy to be able to Duchen properly. Finally, the Gemara says that one should have Yishuv Hadas when he davens. There's a discussion here in the Gemara if nights are better for learning or for sleeping, and if learning is better by day or by night. The Gemara then brings down Amar Rabbi Lai, Bishleisha Dvarim Adam Nikar. A person is tested in three ways. Bikaisai, with his cup, in other words, how much he drinks and if he gets drunk. Ubikisai, how honest he is with his money. Ubikasai, and if he gets angry or not. Yeshayimrim Besaycha Kai, and some people say also he's tested with his laughter. Let's say we have a case of Yisrael V'Nachri B'Pnimis. We have a Yisrael and a Nachri who live in the inside of a Chatzar, the Yisrael B'Chitzayna. So it's also for the Chitzayna to carry until he rents the rights from a Nachri. And according to Rameir, this is true. Even if only one Jew lives with a guy, it's also considered Aser until he rents the rights. The Gemara then says, Tein lachacham v'yachim oid. If you give a Talmud Chacham information, he'll get even smarter with that information. We then ask, is it mutter to lease the rights of a goy on Shabbos Mamish? Rav Chanina and Rav Yosef says yes, since we say Seicher is kimavatl rishustami, and since we know Bittel is okay on Shabbos, so leasing the rights of a guy is also okay on Shabbos. And Rav Asi says no, since Seicher is kima'arev dami, and just like an Erev you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you have to do it before Shabbos, the same thing with renting the rights from a guy. Daf Samach Vav. Ma'arev v'Seicher mutter afilu pachas mipruta. Ma'arev v'Seicher is mutter afilu b'makam nachri. And ma'arev v'Seicher, im yesh chamisha anashim b'chatzar, echad ma'arev l'kuna. If you have five people in the chatzar, one person can be ma'arev for everyone. We then say there's a machlekes if bitl rishus, if there im yesh bitl rishus, mechatzar l'chatzar u'bechurva. Shmuel says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And why according to Shmuel do we say there is no bitl rishus mechatzar l'chatzar? Because a person should be worried only about his own chatzar. He can carry, if as long as he can make an erev around his own chatzar and he can carry in that chatzar, he really doesn't need the other chatzar. Therefore, we're not matzav according to the shita of Shmuel. But we end up paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and we say there is bitul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. Then the Gemara brings down different cases of inner chatzeris and outer chatzeris, and people who were accidentally left out have a different scenarios of bitul rishus. Taf Samach Zayin. Here we have the concept of achta, dasha, umishtamsha. This is referring to what this specifically means, is we close our door, and we are mistalek from the b'nei chitzayna. How do we do this? By closing the door, we end up being mistalek from them completely. Therefore, we can carry in our inner chatzar by being mevatel the rishus from the people in the chitzayna. We then ask a question, if a guy dies on Shabbos, can you then be mevatel rishus to carry? Rav Sheshes says yes, Rav Avnuna says no, and we pass him like Rav Sheshes that you can. If a guy has a second exit into a bika, or a karpa of Yosef Mibes Asayim. So we say this becomes his main entrance, and the entrance into the Mavoi does not aser it for everyone. However, we say that if a Jew has a second exit by a karpa of Yosef Mibes Asayim, then we say just the opposite. He asers it for everyone. The Gemara then says, Sala Shavayam Gavaya Asara V'Rechav Arba Ein Betaltalin Mitaychai Liyam. And that's because you're now carrying from Rishus Hayachid into a Carmelis. The Gemara also says that at any size field, as long as it has machitzas, is considered a rishus hayachid. Finally, we have the case of ahu yanuka, which is a baby that bris milah was supposed to be on Shabbos. So you wanted to wash the baby with hot water. And what happened? All the hot water spilled out. So we know according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, hachana lemila is aser. Only the mila is mutter on Shabbos. So technically it would be usher to make hot water now before the bris. But we say that it's okay to ask a guy to bring the water, since it's a shvus. Amir al-Akim is a shvus to Rabbanim, and it doesn't involve a maisa by a Jew, so it's okay to ask this guy to do it for the bar mitzvah. We do bring down a toisvus in Gittin Daf Ches Amid Beis, where toisvus brings a bahag. And the bahag says Amir al-Akim is mutter with the bar mitzvah even when we're dealing with a daraisa. But Taisva says, the only reason it's mutter by a case of bris milah, in this kind of a case, is because it's a shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah. What's the shvus to shvus? Number one, we're telling a nachri. And number two, Erev Chatzeres is a shvus. Really, it's mutter to carry in a chatzer. But Erev Chatzeres, so you have the two shvusim, midrabanan. Therefore, since it's a shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah, that's why it would be mutter. And we have a machlekes, machaber and ramah regarding this. In Shin Lamed Aleph Sifvav, the Mechaber paskins like Taisus, but the Ramah paskins like the Bahag, that it's okay to have a guy do it even a Daraisa by Mila, since otherwise you'd have to push off the Mila if you wouldn't be able to have the guy do the Malacha for you. Daf Samach Ches. Meis Babayis, a person dies in a particular house, Yesh Lei Psachim Harbe, and there are many openings or many exits out of the house, Hakol Tmei, and we say that all of these exits are considered Tamei. We say this halacha l'mishim misinai. This is because of the klal of Seif Tuma Latzeis, since eventually one of the exits will be needed to take the body out, and we don't know which exit is going to be used. Therefore, all of them become tame. However, if let's say only one of the exits are open and all of the rest of them are closed, that exit becomes tame, but all the other exits are tahar, because we know that that is the exit that is probably going to be used to take out the mace. So if a person is standing by one of these exits, he may be tame or tahar depending on whether all of them are open or just one of them is open. A baby that water spills, the case that we had before. Rava makes a suggestion on how you could get hot water for the baby. He suggests that you should see if the mother of the baby needs hot water, and then you can have the guy warm up hot water for her. Why? Because a mother at this point is considered a chayla, and it's okay to have a nachri do malacha for her. Therefore, once they warm up hot water for the mother, they could also warm up hot water for the baby. The Rishayim use this as a raya against the Bahag, because before we said, according to the Bahag, that Amir al-Akum is mutter even by a mitzvah, even by a daraisa. And here, what do we see? We see that you're not allowed to do it for the baby himself, but you have to do it for the mother. Therefore, we see this may be a raya against the Bahag. We then have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding the question if a person is allowed to be mevatel and chayzer umevatel. What does this mean? This means we know that a person is allowed to be mevatel his reshus on Shabbos. Let's say a person is not one of the participants within an Erev. He messes it up for everybody else who is surrounding that chatzer. So we say that there's an eitzer for that. A person can be mevatel his reshus to everybody else around that chatzer. The question is, once a person is mevatel his reshus to somebody else, is it possible that this other person can be mevatel the reshus back to him? According to Rav, which is how we paskin, we say, yesh mevatlin v'chayzer no mevatlin. According to the Shmuel, we say, ein mevatlin v'chayzer no mevatlin. You cannot do that. Once it's given to that person, he cannot give it back to him at all. We also paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that we say, yesh bitl reshus mechatzer lechatzer. And finally, we have a machloikis in a Mishnah. What is a tztuki? A tztuki, according to the Tanakhama, is considered like a nachri. And according to Rabban Gamliel, it's eno. He's eno kenachri. Daf samachtas. Misha nasan reshusai, v'haitzi bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid. Remeir says, it's usur for everybody now to carry. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it was b'shaygig, then it's yachal. If it was b'mezid, then it's not. We then say there's an afkamina ben mumar lechal Shabbos befarhesia by Bitsina. For somebody to be considered a mumar, does it have to be chilul Shabbos befarhesia or Bitsina? We then have Rashi. Rashi paskins a machal Shabbos is considered a machal Shabbos, even if he's only Ivar and Isser, the Rabbanim. The Gemara then brings down a mumar, begili ponim, a person who is a mumar with a lot of chutzpah. We say that he's considered like a nachri, and he's not allowed to be mevatel rishus. Then we say Amar Rav Huna, Ezehu Yisrael Mumer, who is considered a Yisrael Mumer, in other words, a Mumer L'chala Terek Kula. We say Ezehu HaMachal Shabbos B'Farhesya, that a person is Machal Shabbos in front of 10 people. The Gemara then says, Mekablim Karbanis Mipaisha Yisrael, Kedei Sheyachzru B'Tshuva. We're able to be, we're Mekabal Karbanis from people who are Chayta, in order so they could be Chayzer B'Tshuva. This applies to everybody except for three people. One, a mumer l'chala terekula, two, menasech yayin, and three, a machal Shabbos b'farhesia. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Shin Pehe that a machal Shabbos b'farhesia is considered a mumer l'chala terekula, and he's considered an achri. Therefore, he cannot be mevatel rishus. And it's usur, if he does not participate in an erev, it's usur to use the erev until he is yisker es mekayme, unless he rents out his area for you. Then we have a Mishnah that says, Anshei Chatzer Sheshachach Echad Mehem. Anshei Chatzer, one person in the Chatzer forgot to participate. And this is referring, as the Gemara says, to a case that this person who forgot was Bitel Es Reshutzai B'Chatzer. He was Mevatel as Reshus in the Chatzer, but he was not Mevatel as Reshus in his Bais. So we say, Beisai Asur Lahachnis Ulhaitzi. His house, of course, is Asur to go in and out, because his house was not mevatel his house at all. So it's also for anybody to go in or out of his house. Ubei some, but everybody else's house, is mutter loy v'lahem. It's mutter to everybody. Why? Because everybody else's house is now part of the bitl rishus. Since the chatzer, he was mevatel the chatzer to everybody else, so now this chatzer, which is outside of all of their houses, is now considered belonging to them. So everybody can walk in or out of their own houses, but his house cannot be walked in or out of, since he was never mevatel reshus on his house. And we also say in the Gemara that Mavatel Rishus Chatzere, a person who's Mavatel Rishus of his Chatzer, Rishus Beisai Le Bittel. We don't automatically say that the Rishus of his house is Bittel.